The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope this Thursday finds you well. But all is not well within our system, especially the legal system. More than 2,28,000 cases of rape that are still pending. There are many where the sentencing has happened, but the execution of the sentence hasn't. Exactly a month after the horror in Hyderabad comes this grim, dark reality that stares in our face with the developments in Unnao and Malda. A rape survivor, an ongoing case. The accused let off on bail just yesterday evening. They not only hunt the survivor down, they accost her, murder her, burn her. She walked almost a kilometer, has suffered 90% burns, and battles for her life. How did this happen? All the five accused have been arrested, but three of them, after doing this bizarre, brutal, barbaric act, went back home as if nothing had happened. They thought burning the victim down, murdering and burning her out, will resolve their issues and they can get away with it. Something is not right. Something is definitely wrong. Not just with our mentality, but also with our system and the laws that we have put in place to ensure that they should be a deterrent. But these brutes think the law, the system, can't touch a hair on their head and they can get away not just with rape, but murder and trying to destroy the evidence. Any trace that such a person lived, let's just burn her out. Is that the attitude that you'd want to have? Is that what our law is telling these brutes to do? I thought the law was supposed to be a deterrent. Didn't you? What has happened in India and where is the justice? The entire country was in outrage since December 2012, post the Nirbhaya Act. There was a law that was brought in place. There were commissions that sat, they evaluated and they said, okay, let's bring this law because this will be a deterrent. Has it proved a deterrent? Or has it only made the criminals, the perpetrators, more devious? And has it only put our daughters further at risk? We need to look at this, ladies and gentlemen, in a hard prism. And we need to introspect. What have we done to change as a society? What have we done to ensure that these brutes don't even dare? The fact of the matter is, not a single rapist who's been convicted and sentenced to death has been executed so far. It's all doing the rounds in the courts of law, at various levels, at various stages of appeals. And who has got to follow this day in and day out, and who has got to relive the torment day in and day out? It's the kith and kin of the victims. It's the survivors themselves who are still waiting for closure, still waiting for justice to do its job. We need to look at ourselves as society, ourselves as a system, and also take some hard calls going forward. How is it that the justice system denies justice to those who deserve it? Why should judges, why should courts, why should lawyers be allowed to get away with this? Why didn't the prosecutor today argue against bail for these accused? Why was, despite repeated requests, police protection denied to the survivor? It's all very good to say and talk about these things in living rooms and, of course, on the floor of the house. But the reality on ground is very different, ladies and gentlemen. And somewhere, I agree with some of my viewers who have come back and said, this change has to be effected right from the grassroots bottom up, where we have to change sociologically. We have to change as a society. This education of learning to respect women and that any form of sexual assault is not okay starts from home. It starts from the womb of the mother. It starts from the cradle or the arms of the father. It starts from the fact that in any household, there won't be a discrimination between the boy child and the girl child. The rules will first be put and imposed for the boy child and not for the girl child. We have to change from there up so that our future generations are safe, so that daughters in future don't have to worry, so that fathers in future don't have to worry, so that mothers in future don't have to fret, so that we don't have more than 2.5 lakh cases of rape staring at us, so that we don't have a woman violated every 5th minute and a gang rape every 39th hour. Not a statistic we need to be proud of as a country. Join me tonight at 8 p.m. as we debate this and we look at ourselves in the mirror, stare at ourselves as a society and see what is it that can be done, where finally there is a sense of justice that prevails. Finally, we don't have brutes who try to get away with such acts of barbarism or who think they can get away with such acts of barbarism. I'll see you tonight.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.